Returning to the court, the tennis teams, this was from their photo shoot a couple of weeks ago. I had a chance to talk to golf and tennis on the same day, and since golf was beginning its season that ensuing weekend, we replayed those interviews first. That's why we've held off on the tennis. And again, the fall season for golf and tennis, different animals. For golf, it really counts for your team's ranking and that kind of thing. As far as tennis goes, it's just for individual results, and then the spring is when the season starts to count towards your ITA rankings and ultimately will get you into the NCAA tournament. Speaking of golf, both teams do return to action for their second events of the fall after finishing both in second place in big time events to start things off. Those will begin on Monday, so we'll hold off on previewing, obviously, until Monday's show. Grace Schumacher last year with the Bulls coming onto the scene really late. She was in school for a grand total of a few days before it was time to get her on the court. This was in the spring, and she merely was an all-conference performer. Got right into the starting lineup and went 13-5 in singles, playing in the number 2, 3, and 4 spots. Had 3 wins over nationally ranked individuals. So she is somebody that obviously is going to be leaned on heavily, and who knows, could challenge for the top spot in her second season.
Okay, so the first time I talked to Grace Schumacher, it was, I think you had been here for 2 seconds, and you had been thrown right into the fire. How does it feel to settle in a little bit this time around?
Yeah, no, it feels really good. I definitely came here with a lot more confidence, knowing what to expect, and I'm ready for another season, so...
Yeah, well, you seem like you were fairly confident, I guess, when you come out and win your first 2 matches against some ranked-type players. Did last season kind of surpass your expectations, or were you thinking, okay, I'm going to win some matches?
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't sure what to really expect, but I just went out there. I wanted to win everything, and I just gave it everything I had, and fortunately, I came away with some really good wins.
I love the fact that you get after it out there. I'm not going to break any news here. You're not the tallest individual in the world. So yeah. Did you always kind of have to have sort of a fighting spirit out there?
Yeah, well, my coaches back home told me that if I'm not tall, I need to have something else. So, I mean, it's just part of my game as well. I mean, I love the atmosphere and fighting and, yeah.
You're going to be known as Ozzy to everybody now, or have you gotten a new nickname?
Yeah, it's always been Ozzy. There was 2 Graces on our team, and they just started off with saying Ozzy Grace, and now it's just Ozzy, so I'm known as that.
Does Eland get another nickname, or is she just Grace?
Eland gets a few. Well, she gets her last name, Eland, and Gracie, and G, and, you know, we get quite a lot.
Well, Ozzy's pretty consistent. How have you enjoyed meeting this group of young ladies and playing with them for a season? Seems like you guys get along pretty well.
Yeah, no, it's a really good team, and I'm so happy to be competing with them. Like, we all get along really good, and it's like a big family.
Hey, I got to tell you probably know this, but, second year, you might be moving up the chart, might play tougher opponents. Are you ready for that? Do you realize that's a possibility?
Yeah, it's my goal. I want to do that. I want to play as high as I can, and, yeah, I'm ready for the challenge.
Awesome, and last thing, very important. How's the, after 1 year in America, how's the food? And do you have a favorite place to go to and or type of food?
The food is quite different to Australia. there's a lot of, fast food here. And I'd say my favorite would probably be Blaze Pizza. I like that place.
Oh, wow. Yeah. All right. What toppings do you go with as a pizza person? Or is it just cheese?
Honestly, I get no cheese on it. I just have the tomato base and some chicken and mushrooms, and which is kind of weird, but...
No, it's not. It's not the craziest thing. Yeah. It's probably the healthy way to go with it.
Yeah. That's why I like it.
You don't put Vegemite as the base?
No Vegemite. I do like Vegemite, though, and I made sure to bring a couple jars with me.
There is a place you can get it in Tampa, but it sounds like you got that covered.
Yeah, I do. I've got enough.
All right. You've got enough Vegemite. I thought you couldn't have enough. Thank you very much, Grace.
Thank you.
Aussie.
The other Grace on the team, she refers to Grace Eland from England, new member that I've seen with the squad, Sierra Berry, a freshman from Frisco, Texas, and then Kiana McCarty, also a freshman on the roster. Everybody else returns from last year for head coach Christina Morris, who I intend to speak with pretty soon. Again, we haven't been able to announce it yet, but there is an event that they are going to be hosting not too far from now that it's going to be significant. And we'll talk more tennis, obviously, here on the program. That's going to do it for the Wednesday version of the show.